will do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
A very blessed 2026 to everyone. I wish you joy, peace, and a fruitful life in Christ Jesus. This is the Way of Life program, and my name is Charmaine. So we're going to continue to talk about the Holy Spirit, that beautiful, precious Holy Spirit whom we can't live without because he is God. And we're going to speak further on the revelation that it requires a positive response from us, what he has been teaching us over the past month. So the call to live in the Holy Spirit and to let our conduct show that we are truly living in the Holy Spirit is once again being amplified. Every part of our being should be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. As is noted in Galatians 5:25, it says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. If we choose to be governed by the Holy Spirit in every part of our being, then we are being led by him. And being led by him will result in the expression of characteristics that characterizes every child of God. And that's the interpretation of Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. What the Holy Spirit produces in and through us distinguishes us from those who are not children of God. In the same way that the fruit of each tree is different from the other, a tree is known by its fruit. So those who are truly living in the Holy Spirit and are following him will express the God-like character. Nothing else will be seen through them because the Holy Spirit will always lead us to walk in the ways of God. Ezekiel 36:27 says, and I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. So in that is the complete destruction of all sins of the sinful nature and its desires, all of which are accomplished by our positive response to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Our Heavenly Father says to us, my spirit is the cause of such victorious and glorious life in and through you. So the cause is evidenced by its effects. That is to say, the Holy Spirit is the cause of the effects of following God's decrees and obeying his regulations. He is also the cause of the expression of God's life in and through us. The increasing knowledge of the Holy Spirit has put upon us a demand for complete obedience to him, without which we will not experience the abundant life that we have received in Jesus Christ. And we will not truly represent and present God in the midst of this evil and corrupt world. So with that being said, it's important to note that the Holy Spirit is a person. He is a person. He is God. And we can choose to agree with him by submitting ourselves to him, or resist him by refusing to submit ourselves to his suggestions. The latter will be a repeat of the rebellious attitude of the children of Israel. We saw that in Psalm 78:40. Oh, how often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved his heart in that dry wasteland. They resisted the Holy Spirit who spoke to them through Moses and other prophets. All these things happened in that Old Testament time, and he ended up calling them stubborn, heathen at heart, and deaf to the truth because they continually resisted the Holy Spirit. So Acts 7:51 tells us, you stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. So let us not find ourselves in that position. It is imperative that we do not repeat that attitude and grieving the Holy Spirit with our acts of disobedience. The knowledge that we have received guarding the Holy Spirit over the past month puts a demand upon us to obey him. We have been told that we must not grieve him, Ephesians 4:30, and do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. God has given us knowledge. in regard to the Holy Spirit's person and works and what our attitude towards the Holy Spirit should be like. And he requires from us the equivalent response to the revelations that he has been given to us. Every time we come together on a Sunday, what we are hearing, and he's teaching us, he wants an equivalent response. So there's a conversation happening. And God has given us his Holy Spirit to help us, whatever area we are struggling in. And always remember, who we are following is a person. So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.